News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, onto matters far more serious. Gardaí conducting a murder investigation into a shooting in Drimna have arrested three men and seized a number of vehicles. We're joined by the Irish Times crime and security editor, Conor Lally. Conor, like the Wild West is one of the headlines in today's papers. Tell us what happened over the weekend.
Yeah, as you say, Shane, this was a very, dramatic and chaotic attack just after midnight in the early hours of yesterday morning. Gardaí first became aware that there was a problem when they got calls from local people to say they could hear shots being fired. Now, the guards believe that between 10 and 20 shots were fired from quite high calibre firearms. And what happened was the dead man is a man called Josh Itselli. He's a 20-year-old from the Ballyfermot area. Gardaí believed that a Volkswagen Golf he was travelling in was rammed off the road and that people in that car then opened fire on him. And obviously those two cars were crashed at the scene. Josh Itselli died at the scene. And then there was a third car about 200 yards away on Sperrin Road, which had also been crashed several times, and that was destroyed, really. The tyres were punctured and the car was very badly damaged. So you had this crime scene, very chaotic crime scene, with three vehicles about 200 yards apart. You had a man dead on the road, and then you also had a pipe bomb that was found right beside where he was killed. So there was a lot going on. A lot of people, as I say, heard the cars crashing, heard the first gunfire going off. They either looked out of their houses or came out of their houses, and some people even recorded parts of the attack and the aftermath. So when we were over there yesterday at the scene, I mean, people were talking about seeing, men running down the road carrying a firearm and so on. And during yesterday afternoon, searches were carried out there, and the Gardaí uncovered a very high caliber A4-15 semi-automatic rifle, which had been thrown into a hedge on the road. That crime scene remained sealed off yesterday. It's going to take, I think, probably several days to examine it because it's so big and so chaotic, as I say.
Okay, terrifying for the local residents, obviously. Do we know anything about about Josh Itselli, who so tragically lost his life?
I mean, we don't know a huge amount about him at this stage. As I say, a 20-year-old man from the Kylemore area of Ballyfermot. He was born in Ireland, grew up here. His parents had come from Congo just over 20 years ago to live here. He, as we understand it, he was working. The circumstances of why he was in the area when he was shot are still, more or less unclear. But Gardaí think that this is probably a gangland killing, and possibly that two groups of men clashed on the street on Knocknaree Road in Drimna in the early hours of Monday morning, and that obviously Josh Itselli was killed during the course of that. When Gardaí kind of arrived in the area, a unit from the Armed Response Unit encountered three men on foot, and they arrested those men. Two of those are 20 years old, and one of them is a teenager. Now, they were still being questioned last night, and they can be held for up to 3 days without charge.
It's kind of genuinely shocking, the ages of the people involved.
Yeah, and I mean, it is probably against the run of play in gangland crime, really, for the last few years. It has been quieter, really, since the Kinnan Hutch feud exploded back in 2016. That really went on for, about a 2.5-year period. And the guards then did seem to get a handle on that. And the massive operation that went into the Kinnan Hutch feud and the number of people that were jailed arising from that appears to have kept a lid, really, on these fatal shootings really in the city, all over the place, for the last few years. Now, obviously, we have had some killings, but they've been very few and far between. And really, it has been a long time, I suppose, since we have seen such young people involved in this, either as suspects or people being killed. We obviously had that dreadful incident in Blanchardstown on Christmas Eve last year. But aside from that, it has been relatively quiet. But the ages of these people, as you say, is quite depressing, really. I mean, the eldest of them appears to be 20, and then you're talking about some people being teenagers who are suspects. But this area has seen gangland feuding before. Obviously, the Crimna feud went on for a near 10-year period up until about 2010, and 16 people were shot dead in the course of that. But certainly local people that I spoke to at the scene yesterday, they said it had been very quiet there for years, and they were really, really shocked at what had happened.
Conor Lally, Irish Times crime and security editor, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Credit as well, Ciara, to Garda Síochána. They seem to have done an extraordinary job in dealing with that horrific situation.
Yeah, and you're quite right. I'm sure the people, the residents and the locals.
Really shocking.
Yeah, dreadful stuff. Now,
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.